On University of Colorado, Colorado Springs Week, 3D printing still faces many hurdles. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jenna McCollum, Assistant Professor in the Department of Mechanical and Aerospace Engineering, examines how to design new printers for the future.
Manufacturing materials with complex geometries and spatially variable composition is a leading challenge in many high-performance application spaces. Traditional manufacturing methods, such as subtractive manufacturing, do not readily offer composition control, and these techniques can be time-extensive when manufacturing complex geometries. One strategy to address these challenges is to employ additive manufacturing technologies, also known as 3D printing, in the design and development of high-performance composite materials. From designing new biomedical devices to improving aerospace performance, additive manufacturing has shown great potential in the past decade. The key focus areas of my additive manufacturing laboratory includes discovering new materials suitable for additive manufacturing, as well as designing 3D printers to handle challenging and at times sensitive materials. Currently, there are still many challenges that preclude additive manufacturing from reaching its full potential. My team works in designing new printers that can work with high viscosity materials like concrete or solid rocket motor propellant to better understand the viscoelastic response and flow behavior in various additive manufacturing inks and slurries. These printers are fitted with a variety of sensors in order to capture different behavior at various points in the print. For example, we can see how much pressure is needed to extrude different materials at different temperatures. My students and I are working hard to better understand material response at each point in the process, to better understand what kind of materials or what kind of printers need to be designed to improve this process to meet application demands. This type of research marries many fields of study, from chemistry to mechanical engineering.
That was Jenna McCollum of the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.